In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Last Known Position is presented by ZipRecruiter. Embark on your job search journey with ZipRecruiter, and you can discover the dream job you never knew existed.
Hello, listeners. Be advised that this show is an immersive audio experience. It may seem like sounds are coming from the sides or behind you. Listener discretion is advised, as some content is not suitable for young children.
Q-Code presents Last Known Position, starring Gina Rodriguez, created by Luke Passmore.
Soto, we've already asked all the questions that could possibly be. I'm not sure you're going to get any answers we don't already have. You should really be on bed rest in Medbay.
No, this doesn't make any sense. I want it said to my face. It was my ass down there. It was my ass who was almost going to die alone. I need to know why, and I want to hear it for myself. I'm owed at least that.
Do you want me to come in with you?
No. I want to talk alone.
The zip ties are all secure. You'll be safe. But I'll be right outside.
Please tell me how much. How much are Rayanja and my life worth? How much they paid you, huh?
It ain't like that, Soto.
My wife once told me I had million-dollar dimples. And I'll admit, they're pretty damn cute. So I hope you got at least half that.
Soto...
Screw you, Flores. Seriously. I thought your whole hard-ass routine was because you used to be army. And maybe you're pissed now, because you're reduced to babysitting on a rich guy's boat. I didn't figure you for a merc.
I ain't a merc.
Ryancha's dead, and you tried to leave me at the bottom of the ocean. You are evil.
I didn't hurt anybody. Yes, Kavanaugh's company paid me to sabotage the ship. The board all knew about his monster theory. He tried to get VyQ to finance part of the ship's construction. They said no. But then we're worried he was going to do something crazy out here. Having some meltdown out in the ocean would send shareholders running.
So they told you to start killing people?
No! God damn it! They said let Kavanaugh run around in circles for a bit. Get whatever it is out of his system. They thought he would get discouraged or bored and come back, and that would be the end of it. But... if it seemed he showed no signs of stopping, they gave me a device to set off in the server room.
An EMP?
Something like that. It would mess up all the electronics and kill the computer brain, or whatever it's called. No more fancy advanced stuff to rely on, just basic engine functions to get back home.
Jim Harper, did you kill him too?
I didn't kill anyone! Mess up the computer. That's all they told me.
Riancha's neck was broken and he was stuffed in his bathroom, Flores. He was critical to the ship, so Levi couldn't do it. Aaron is maybe, 105 pounds soaking wet? I've eaten pasta noodles bigger than Nate's arms, and I think Noling wants to find this monster more than even Kavanaugh, and killing Riancha only hurts those chances. Anna wouldn't do it. She wouldn't do something so evil, she just wouldn't. So that leaves you. The one who also wrecked the ship's systems.
He was someone else, Soto. Not me.
Who? Who then?
I don't know. But if I were you, I'd think about who's left on the ship who doesn't want this mission to happen.
Well, in that case, all the evidence points to you. You're the only one with the motivation and combat training.
Know what I was in the army? HRS.
What's that?
Human Resources Specialist. They think adding specialist makes it sound better. My whole family is military. Dad, both my brothers. Iraq, Afghanistan. I wanted my chance to fight. I was 3 weeks into field artillery training when they found out the murmur. They pulled me right then. I couldn't even go overseas. They stuck me in an office in Fort Meade for 9 years processing harassment claims and personnel transfers. I never got my fight. And I sure as hell didn't learn how to break someone's neck.
So you became a mercenary.
I'm a security officer. Jesus.
And we're bitter you never got to shoot anyone overseas, so you decide to make up for it now.
Go to hell, Soto. I'm not a killer. But someone on this ship is. Think what you want, but I'm safe now, locked in here. I'd watch your back out there if I were you.
She says she didn't do it. I caught her in the server room.
You think she's lying? About Rayanch, I mean.
Besides me, she's the only other one who knew about the real mission from the beginning. Also, the rest of you geeks? None of you have the bullocks. No offense.
Huh, none taken.
She had the instructions to sabotage the ship, and the incentive. She was also the last one in the well dock with you. Easily could have cut your valve line then. Rayanch might have caught on to her, and she killed him before he could tell us. Doesn't matter, though, we got her.
Doesn't matter. Rayanch is dead.
You know what I mean.
Wait, what was that?
Don't worry. Kavanaugh's been trying to reboot the AI system. Cycles the ship's main power, but only for a few seconds. We've been doing it every couple of hours. You're out for most of it. No luck yet. Communications come back online, but like everything else, just momentarily. We really need Rayanch. Flores really knew where to hit us. Now, come on. We've got a brief in 10.
Hey, it's Luke Passmore, writer, creator.
And I'm John Wynn, the director of Last Known Position, and our podcast is presented by ZipRecruiter. So, things, Luke, are getting a little stressful and intense in the storyline.
Seriously.
And for all of you out there, if you're feeling that in your own professional life, then ZipRecruiter is here for you.
Let's see what ZipRecruiter could offer Ana DeLeo, since I'm pretty sure she could use a change of scenery right about now.
That is correct. She is a marine biologist. Let's see what we have for her.
Okay, let's look right here. Marine biologist in Anchorage, Alaska. I think that's remote enough to get away from William Kavanaugh.
Yes, yes. Oh, look, Marines fishery biologist in New Hanover, North Carolina. There's probably something really cool lurking off the deep in those waters.
She should really have chosen any of these. okay, it's like this one right here. Marine wildlife biologist in Laguna Beach, California. I mean, it's on the beach. It's in the title. Like, this one's nice and safe and close.
Also, she's a marine biologist. They sometimes work on the beach.
That's true. That is true.
Right? So, listeners of Last Known Position, these are actual real jobs. Luke and I are looking at over 4,500 real postings right now.
That's a lot of marine biologists, and this inspires me, John. I think it's time for us to explore ZipRecruiter and take control of our own professional well-being.
That's correct. There's probably a lot of postings for writers and directors like us.
I hope so.
But it's not just us. Look, everyone, ZipRecruiter has helped millions of people find the job that is right for them. So listeners, don't wait. Let ZipRecruiter help find you that job you absolutely love today.
Sign up for free at ZipRecruiter.com. Once again, go to ZipRecruiter.com right now to sign up absolutely free and put ZipRecruiter to work for you.
Find work you love.
Yeah. In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Mikhail, we wanted to talk to you about something.
Hey, yeah. Sure, what's up?
Our situation is devolving.
You were right from the beginning. We wanted to believe Kavanaugh because a part of you just always wants to believe in something grand. But that doesn't matter anymore. I want off this ship as soon as possible.
Yeah, we have your back now, so let's go home.
Guys, I think maybe we should...
Okay, everyone, this will be quick. While the AI, GPS, and communications continue to have problems, we do have fully restored engine and rudder power. If we continue on our current course...
I'm sorry, sir?
Yes?
We...
Mr. Leo?
We believe safety on board has been compromised, and no longer feel comfortable to proceed with our mission.
Just now bringing this up.
Two people have died since we left. Three, if you count the stranger. I mean, Rayansh was murdered. Murdered!
Flores is detained. She can't harm anyone else.
Sir, our most critical systems are offline.
And we're working on getting them operational as soon as we can, Mr. Cordero. Until then, we can't even call for assistance or navigate to a safe port. We are in the middle of the ocean, remember? We have little control at the moment. But what we can control is finishing what we set out to do. Rayansh built this ship for a purpose. I'd like to see that purpose fulfilled. And I think he would too.
Oh yeah? Well, this purpose serves you, not us. And it obviously didn't serve Rayansh.
I see.
Michaela has been saying it from the beginning. We are not prepared for something like this. We never were. Right, Michaela?
I think Will is right.
Wait. I'm sorry. Will?
When I was down there, I saw something. We are close.
No, Michaela, you saw something down there while on the verge of passing out. It could have been anything.
Nate, it was big. The sub-sonar showed it.
It's data that we don't have.
No. That far down, it could have been a huge anglerfish, Michaela. Those things are terrifying. Like Nate said, you were about to pass out. I mean, Aaron, you're a doctor. No oxygen to the brain causes hallucinations, right?
I mean, it causes a lot of things. Hallucinations are certainly a possibility, but that also doesn't mean whatever Michaela saw down there wasn't real.
What? So you're on her side? Great.
I'm on the side that's open to all possibilities, even now. But I will say this. Opportunities like this aren't just hard to come by. It's one in a million. As a person who didn't have a lot of opportunities in the beginning, I mean, even if it is one in a million that it's not an anglerfish, do we really want to pass this up?
It wasn't an anglerfish, guys.
Then what was it? Please, tell us.
I just saw something down there. I know it.
Great. That's really great. It's something and you know it.
Mr. Leo, Mr. Cordero, if it's your fee, I can certainly...
No. You can't just buy everything in life, Mr. Kavanaugh. Maybe that's how you and your CEO buddies work, but that's...
Watch your tone, DeLeo.
Or what, Levi? Huh? I'm not out of line. We're talking about the fundamental safety of everyone on board.
And you Feel the same way, Mr. Cordero?
Yes, I do, Mr. Kavanaugh. I'm sorry. We want to go home.
Mr. Levi, your thoughts, please.
Oh, you can't just ask him. He works for you directly.
Sir,
Mr. Levi?
You're speaking from a strictly tactical standpoint. We're operating at a significant disadvantage now.
What does he mean, tactical?
Whatever we could encounter. I'll just say it again, we'd be at a disadvantage.
This is what you shipped for, Mr. Levi. It would seem we're divided then. Mr. Leo, Mr. Cordero, and Mr. Levi see our outlook differently than myself, Ms. Soto, and Dr. Huang.
No, sir, I'm not against you. But there is the State of the Union to confront.
No, no! What? This is not a democracy!
Mr. Leo, Mr. Cordero, I would take into consideration your limited options here.
Excuse me? Is that a threat?
Guys, can we just...
Anna
can we
is
calm
right.
down?
Well, all of you just hold
on. Everyone, listen. Quiet.
Right.
Hey,
wait, please,
I'm wait
for
that.
No, this is not a democracy.
Shut your mouth or I'll shut it for you.
No, I'm not. I refuse to help you in any other way.
Guys, can we just please talk?
Listen, I just think that we need to reconsider what we're doing.
Sit down,
here.
Cordero. What are you going to do?
None of this is helping. None of it.
Ah. Mr. Nolan, something to add?
No, no. He doesn't get to just keep popping in whenever he feels it suits him when the rest of us are actually do...
There's a map. Created sometime around the 16th century. It charts all northern Europe and its seas and the creatures that lived in its waters.
Creatures? Are you talking about the Carta Marina? That's pure mythology. Kid stuff. A big poster of that hung in my 8th grade geography class.
That map was intended to warn ships of routes to steal right of. Territories in the oceans controlled by them.
Them?
Monsters, Miss Michaela.
Okay, Mr. Noling, this isn't helping.
I've been on the ocean longer than some of you have been breathing. I've seen things you people wouldn't believe. The world keeps trying to make itself smaller. Spend more to understand less. You can't say what's not out here because you've never really been.
Oh, wow. Wonderful. But some 16th century cartographer knew?
Myths and legends are all rooted in means to explain what we don't understand.
Knowing I've been an oceanographer for 15 years, this
I've been a marine biologist for 11, and this is
and
not-
And I promise, however much you think you know, you do not! You make all your thoughts fit inside your books, and your universities, and the safe spaces that make you feel in control of the world. But the world was never in your control. And all the way out here, we are at her mercy.
And whose mercy are we at, exactly, Mr. Noling?
Something that can swat a plane out of the sky, turn calm waters into a storm just by moving, chill a man's soul to where he sees death as his only relief. She may have been sleeping all these centuries, deep in the earth where light and man can never go. But something's woken her up. You came looking for her. We all did in our own way, for our own reasons. Well, she's here. And we can't run now. Let those curse it who curse the day. Who are prepared to rouse the Leviathan?
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientist couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
In the 1970s, John Todd burst onto the evangelical scene with a shocking tale. He claimed to be a former witch, involved in a then unheard of secret organization called the Illuminati, and urged Christians to prepare for a violent world takeover.
First of all, the number one weapon in everybody's home should be a 12-gauge pump shotgun.
Hear the amazing story of one of the originators of the modern-day conspiracy theory. From Magnificent Noise and Sony Music Entertainment, this is Cover Up, The Conspiracy Tapes.
Please stop it. I don't need an escort. I'm perfectly happy to stay in my cabin willingly away from all this lunacy. I'm sure Nate is telling Levi the same thing.
I'm not escorting you, Anna. I just wanted you to feel supported.
Then why don't you want to get out of here? Huh? Why are you on their side?
There are no sides. Look, we can't get home anyway until navigation gets back online, so what's the harm in exploring a bit more? Just to see if it could be real.
This ship is not safe.
Anna, I'm about to be a mother. My son is still 1 month away, and I already love him more than I've loved anything else in my life. I can't imagine what Will went through, having lost the same kind of love.
What the hell does that have to do with anything?
When I was down there, and I thought I was going to die, Kavanaugh was there for me. So I don't care if it is a giant anglerfish. I need to see this thing through with him. Otherwise, I wouldn't be the kind of person, the kind of mother my son deserves.
Kavanaugh got to you. He's a master manipulator.
I think you need to ask yourself why you really agreed to all this to begin with. Maybe you have more in common with Kavanaugh than you think.
I can't swim. You know that? My entire life is water and everything in it, but I'd probably sink in the shallow end of a pool.
Yikes. And doesn't being out on the water constantly terrify you?
No. Because the ocean is the only place you can be lost. Not physically, I mean. But its vastness is so overwhelming. It drowns out everything else. Your life, all your problems. You leave them on land, far away. Being out here, you feel so small that nothing can possibly be your responsibility, your fault. But people are still dead. You were almost murdered. I mean, fine, you may trust Kavanaugh now, but before it's all over, we're gonna see what Kavanaugh really's about.
Wait, do you hear that?
Oh yeah, it comes and goes. The pipes, heat making them expand, I'm guessing.
It's so much clearer in here.
What do you mean? Do you hear it somewhere else?
In my room, which is the deck below. No wonder it's more faint.
Yeah, it's annoying, but it's not all the time, so. What are you doing?
Huh? Oh my god. It's not just noise.
What do you mean?
I think there's a pattern. Yeah. Do you hear it?
Pattern? No. What pattern? It's just the noise water pipes can make.
No. No, it's something else. Listen. Oh my god.
What? What?
It's Morse code.
What? Who would be... Do you know what it's saying?
Yeah, I learned in the Navy. Hang on, wait, do you have a piece of paper? Grab me...
Host? What does that even mean?
Quiet, please. I'm sorry. I need to hear. Huh. No.
Jesus Christ.
What is it?
Hostage. Top level. Help me.
You're kidding me. I thought this was gonna be a desk job. I didn't sign up for this.
Come on, Nate, keep up. It's only three flights.
Three steep-ass flights. You don't have a bad knee, woman. Oh, Jesus. Wait, who's sending these messages?
I don't know, but I've been hearing it since the first night I got here. Someone else is on this boat besides us.
That's insane. We know everyone on this ship.
After everything that's freaking happened, you're really surprised?
Okay, yeah, very good point.
Okay, this is the top tier.
We're not supposed to be up here.
Well, I wonder why.
Well, camera systems are down. They think we're in our cabin, so we just have to be quick and quiet.
Okay, there are eight doors. We all what? Take a couple, just knock. Hey, anyone held against their will?
Nate, please, this is serious.
I know. Just, are you sure it wasn't water in the pipes?
I'm sure. Now, come on, hurry.
Hello? Is anyone in there?
Hello? Hey.
Hello?
Anybody?
Hey, if you can hear me, we're here to help.
Hello?
Anyone?
Is anyone there? Hey.
Hello? Hello? Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
What? What is it?
Someone's in there.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, my God.
Hello? Hello, can you hear me? Hang on, we're gonna get you out of there. How are we supposed to get them out of there?
What are you looking at me for? What, you think I'm gonna kick the door down?
Can't we, you know, pick the lock or something?
Do you know how to pick a lock? And anyway, look, it's magnetic.
Rayanch, why'd you have to overdesign everything?
We need to punch in a code.
That could be anything.
Okay. What's Kavanaugh's daughter's birthday?
Really? Come on, one of the smartest people in the world and that's his passcode? I don't think so.
Wedding anniversary? What? It's worth a try.
What do you think you're doing? Just step away from that door, please.
Who is in there, Will?
That is none of your concern.
Who the hell is in that room?
You cannot possibly comprehend what is going on here. No one can.
Oh, yeah? You're goddamn right. You said we knew everything, but it's just more secrets. This entire expedition has been one big lie.
I almost believed you.
Look, this thing took everything from me. My legacy. Everything I was building was for them. A better world for her.
Oh, bullshit! It hurt you, now you want to hurt it. Your ego can't handle something being out of your control.
How dare you?
Jim Harper saw this from the beginning. Did you kill him for it?
Oh, for the last time, I did not kill him, Michaela. But no one is getting in my way. Not the board, not her, not anyone else on this ship.
Her? You mean your hostage?
This thing killed my family. It killed those fishermen, and who knows what else. Something has to be done. I am not gonna let it hurt anyone else.
That is not your responsibility. This thing is bigger than all of us, literally. You told me you just wanted to prove it exists.
I have tried everything to get all of you to understand, to give you this opportunity to be a part of...
You used us on your little quest.
You took the money, didn't you? I've been patient this whole time, but now we are so close, I'm warning you.
Oh, yeah? And what are you gonna do? Lock us all up, too?
I said nothing and no one is going to get in my way.
Oh, shit!
What the hell?
Sir!
Mr. Levi, what's going on? Why are we moving at full throttle?
We have company!
What? Why, is it trouble?
Skiff boats, sir. Large ones. But incoming, fast. Three of them, full of men. They're armed, and that's generally not a good thing. We're running. Noling is at full power, but they're gaining. 10 o'clock.
Who are they?
What the hell do they want? We're not going to be able to outrun them. Sir, the countermeasure?
What countermeasure? What the hell are you talking about?
No, we can't. It's not for this.
There might not be anything else if we don't use it. Holy shit, they're shooting!
That's a warning shot. Have Noling slow the engines.
Sir!
Do it, Mr. Levi! That's an order.
Yes, sir.
What's happening, Will?
We're about to be boarded.
Last Known Position stars Gina Rodriguez as Michaela Soto, James Purifoy as William Kavanaugh, Travis Joe Dixon as Levi, Giovanna Quinto as Lisa Flores, Manny Jacinto as Nate Cordero, Ashley Bell as Anna DeLeo, Olivia Chang as Aaron Huang, Matthew Henderson as Noling, Jessica Oyelowo as Anouk Kirschman. Story by Luke Passmore and Jeremy Platt. Created and written by Luke Passmore. Directed by John Wynn. Executive produced by Gina Rodriguez, Luke Passmore, Jeremy Platt, John Wynn, Brian Kavanaugh-Jones, Fred Berger, Justin Levy, Rob Herding, and David Henning. Co-executive producers Sandra Yi Ling and Michelle Zarati. Produced by Shin Yin Hu. Original score and composition by Darren Johnson and David LaVita. Additional music by Brian Kesley. Music editor Brian Kesley. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh, Sarah Ma, Neely Oftering, and Beatrice Noronha. Edited by Gabe Birch. Additional editor Eric Aaron. Supervising sound effects editor and sound designer Randy Torres. Mixed by Andrew Pomeroy and Ryan Sanchez. Score mixer David Tadashore. Supervising mixer Ben Milchev. Casting directors Sunday Bowling and Meg Mormon. Assistant director Kelsey Adams. Script supervisor Omar Barahona. Assistant engineering by Beatrice Noronha. Production coordinators Bailey Grayson and Brandon Weissner. Head production assistant Nathan Yan. Production assistant Alexa Goldstein. Post coordinator Rachel Yanover. Production legal Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting Pin Chun Liu. Special thanks to Ashton Harold, Ben Swimmer, Randy Patton, Hugo Marrero, Benjamin Rowe, Jenna Caffrey, and Rick Silvestrini. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. Last Known Position is a Q Code production.
Whether you're in a relationship, single, or recently heartbroken, you could be navigating some tough stuff. And it really can be challenging to do this on your own. We all need help when it comes to our relationships, very specifically, our love lives. I'm Jillian, and each week on my podcast, Jillian on Love, I share skills on how to strengthen our relationships, how to build a stronger sense of self, and how to heal heartbreak and choose better partners. Learn how to start making change today and search for Jillian on Love wherever you're listening now.
Last Known Position is presented by ZipRecruiter. Are you searching for a new position? Let ZipRecruiter help guide you to a job you love.